This is CliffCentral.com.
What's up, world? You're hanging with the worst guys.
Wake up.
In the building with me, as usual, Rebecca Sicily. I am your host, Malcolm Duty. And we're having a fantastic Wednesday.
Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more.
I'm feeling way too wavy.
We living good on this Wednesday afternoon. It is 2:03 p.m. Sun is shining. What's up, the world? Instagram, we see you in the streets. I hope you're following us at @_worstguys on Twitter. On Instagram, we're just the worst guys. And you can hit us up here at CliffCentral.com. Today we've got so much to talk about, man. I feel like it's been so long since we've been here because the world has just been going crazy over the past week.
We've been chilling.
I don't even want to lie, the world has gone mad, dog. We have to get into the Sona, obviously, the State of the Nation address. I'm sure people have been talking about it, but we have to chip in our 2 cents there. It's just necessary on behalf of the worst guys for the world, you know. And we have to dip into the Grammys. Oh my God, the Grammys, so much to talk about there. We also have some dope music coming out from local artists, and we have Black Moses in the building today coming through. We're going to be interviewing him a little bit later, talking about the music that he's releasing. It's all happening here. It's all happening on a Wednesday. But before any of that, let me find out how it's going with my boy. What's up, bro?
No, it's been a fucking hectic first quarter. I keep on saying that, you know, just because we've been busy, I've been busy personally, you've been busy, and like stepping up as well. I mean, congratulations once again on the professional run.
Oh, yeah. At Parker's, we haven't really announced that. I was going to make a whole big thing at the end, but yeah, you dropped a truth bomb there. That was cool, it's cool.
I'm sure you did.
No. I just spoke about the time I was performing the last time, but it's okay. It's good news, so we might as well. Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm like, no, these guys.
It's because you've known about it for so long. We've been talking about it. We've been planning for it. But listen, yo, we'll talk about that at the end. But yeah, we working.
But anyway, but it's just been grind after grind.
What's your grind right now?
I'm actually stepping on stage at the Pretoria Classic on the 13th of May. So I've been chiseling away at my body.
Yeah.
Day by day.
So tell me, how do you create a balance between your worst guy's life and your gym life?
I'm not gonna lie, because we love weed so much.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't want to lose that sense. Like, I don't want to lose my essence.
Yeah. You can't lose the power of John.
Don't be your best guy.
Aren't you being the best guy? Nah, so, we have time for that shit.
You know, I make sure that I've got all my meals packed. I've got everything that I need to take in terms of supplementation. I also make sure I get my session in. Like, there's 24 motherfucking hours in a day.
Yeah.
If you're working 9, and like you only need to train for like 1.5 or 1 hour.
Yeah.
You can find that time.
Yeah.
Don't be a lazy ass.
When we're chilling late night, yeah, you eating like 2 meals at a time at a session, man. 3 joints, 2 meals. That's the the new supplements from the worst guys. 3 joints, 2 meals, and a cup of rooibos tea. You know. The perfect combination for a fantastic life, right? Am I right?
Ah, dude, we're pushing. Hey, but I see you also coming with your chest.
Hey,
what's
dog,
your secret?
You know, the thing is, now that things are happening, right, we're growing, and it's lovely to see, we have to start looking like those guys, you know, those athletes.
But are we not those guys?
You see, that's the thing. You see, we already are, but we have to be on some GQ tip, you know, on some Vogue, Dior.
You know what I've realized?
Yeah.
If Kevin Hart can get on a Men's Health, anybody can get on Men's Health. Let's be real.
Woo! Hey, but Kevin Hart works out.
He's quite buff for a short little nigga.
Yeah. Let's not just the man. But I feel what you're saying. But I'm saying, I feel like the flashing lights are coming pretty soon, and we have to be, you know, chiseled like the statue of David.
What do you mean then they're coming pretty soon? Carnival City, they were crazy.
No, that's old shenanigans.
Old shenanigans.
You know it's levels. What year is it? 2017. It's a brand new year, and we're coming with that brand new energy, that brand new love. I hope you guys are feeling good, man. Whatever you're doing today, make it dope, yo. That's all I've got to say. Wow. You know what I love about that song the most? It makes me feel like I'm in that summer environment, where, you know, it's a music festival, there's beers flowing, the sun is out. We only have a few weeks of that left. March is coming, the seasons are changing.
But I'm not going to lie, the cold winter, you know, autumn weather is what I love.
It's your vibe.
Yeah, dude, like you'd rather be cold and be able to put clothes on than to be fucking hot. And even if you take your clothes off, you're still fucking hot. And then you get mosquitoes on top of that.
Yeah, but sometimes you do get so cold that there's nothing that you can do about it as well.
You can jeep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that
body
is
needed body needed a bit.
Yeah. You can always get that. And I'm telling you, I don't know. I prefer... In fact, let me tell you, to be God honest, my favorite season is autumn.
Like, just before winter.
Yeah. Why? It's like a combination of all the seasons, man. It's like there's still a bit of summer from the leaves, but they're falling and they turn into a beautiful color. It's red, it's maroon, it's brown, and I just feel like, you know, it's a scene from a movie, dog. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. Growing up in a black family, they always say that the winter sun makes you sick.
What?
So, yeah, dude. I don't know if you've heard that before.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Surely the thing. Carter, I'm sure you've heard that before. You have. You see, there you go. You're not so zot. You know what I'm saying? You're real, man.
Real nigga. Real niggas.
Real niggas know. Apparently, you know these black superstitions, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, some of them you'll get caught up.
Yeah.
Like, there's one my mom tuned me.
Wait. What
I'm going to continue. I know I've sidetracked, but I'm going to continue.
Okay.
My mom told me about don't whistle at night because you can call snakes. Now, I don't know if she's just making me trip because I fucking hate snakes.
Yeah.
So now I'm just thinking... Other people need to, oh shit, I just whistled. A snake is gonna come now.
Yeah. Or you can't whistle in the house. Isn't that one?
Dude. Or, but anyway.
Yeah.
So that whole thing of the winter sun makes you sick.
Yeah.
You loving, you know, autumn motion and stuff like that. That when the sun comes out, you're almost gonna get charred by that sun now.
What are the symptoms of the sickness? Is it like a specific winter sun? Or is that where the flu comes from?
Hey,
the winter sun?
Or like when they say, yeah, no, but the summer flu is the worst. Like, it's a fucking flu, bro.
Yeah.
There's no difference. I say, you know.
So what's your favorite season?
My favorite season? I want to say, okay, yeah, autumn, I can jam autumn.
Autumn
and spring.
Is a champion.
Autumn and spring. Because the thing is, spring doesn't get too hot. The real sun comes out to play.
Yeah. But spring can be a little bit chillers, but so can autumn, actually. That's the truth. But that's mine. But I don't know what your guys is. If you want to hit us up on the Twitter streets, please do. What is your favorite season as the seasons are changing and we're going to a new quarter? Or what are we going to do in the next quarter? Who knows? We've just got a lot of spice for y'all. Yeah, spice for y'all life. You know, I don't know how else to put it for you. But before anything else, let's get into a few of the stories that are clicking around the world that we just want to comment on a little bit, you know. You know about this time. Here we are, naughty boys.
Again, read about it.
I can't wait to be
me. Race grab, young fella, and extra, extra.
Bring out the
sword.
Extra, man, extra. Pala.
All right. So, the Sona address last Thursday. It feels like it was so long ago because it was literally the day after our podcast. We got to talk about what it might be like. What will they say about the 441 soldiers? But then, Thursday night happened and Cape Town was lit. Cape Town was lit. Parliament. People were so fashionably dressed.
Can I tell you, like, niggas came into the store looking for specific bags and shit and shoes and shit. And I'm like,
you go into the sauna, I see
pimping,
you. It's like the new Durban July, the sauna.
Bruh.
Because it's Parliament, a sauna. You know, it has all the instruments for a party. There's loud noise, there's fights, there's everything you need, bruh.
I'm waiting.
There's smoke bombs.
I'm waiting for the first politician who's like, and on that note, I'm closing off with that. Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. The people's pay would do that.
No, man. Point of order. This point man has more followers than me. Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Yeah, this man has more followers than me. No, man. No.
Okay, okay. But are you outraged at what you saw? Does it surprise you at all?
I didn't expect anything less. I didn't even put it past it getting to that stage. I was like,
the bro is the insane one for me,
dude. I was just like, but why are you guys surprised?
Did you not know where this cable coming? You came in with this cable now. I know it was actually insane, but honestly, out of the sauna, I think the EFF needs to be actually applauded for what they're doing. They are genuinely standing up. You know why? This is why I believe it's right. It's because they're the only ones who are refusing to continue while Zuma is there. It's not possible for them to run parliament. The DA is there as well, obviously. But they are obviously the fuel behind the not allowing of somebody who's broken the constitution time and again, a criminal, a constitutional delinquent. Oh, there were so many bars thrown at this guy on that evening. They can't sit in session while this man is in the room. It's unconstitutional. So that's something that I definitely think needs to be applauded. It might look rough from the outside, but it's just, as long as, I don't think the EFF would misbehave if Zuma left.
Yeah, I think shit would actually get done.
Yeah, there'd be debate, there'd be talk, there'd be criticism, but it would be constructive. We wouldn't have a fight every State of the Nation address.
You know what I think it is that they're doing? It's just that they started on this matter and they're going to keep on going at it until it gets, you know,
resolved. You know, it has to be resolved. Otherwise, we can't.
Otherwise, if it's a thing of, it's just function. Like, how do I say, disciplining your child. If your child does something wrong and you discipline him, and then your child does the same thing wrong and you keep on disciplining him, you have to do it until he stops. You can't just say, oh, fuck, now I'm over it.
Yeah.
Because then your child's going to be like, yeah, I won. Now I'm just going to carry on.
Yeah.
So if the EFF doesn't stop knocking at that door,
eventually Zuma's going to be like, oh, okay, so I did win that one as well. So
see, if they get over it, then he's won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's why I applaud them. That's why I applaud them. But as you bring it up, would you actually hit your children? Do you think as our generation, we've moved past the point where we have to actually physically hit our children? Or would you actually just have a discussion? Sometimes kids, you can't have a discussion with a kid, bro.
I think there's been times in my life where my parents could have at least just had a chat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
but then, you know, those are the times where I actually got boost, my boy. Like, I'll flex him.
You got flex him hard.
Yeah. Yo, there's beatings that I've taken for my sister.
I remember. For your sister.
Yeah.
What a boy.
This is the story.
Yeah.
So, no, we're chilling. My sister learns a new word at school. Duh.
Shit.
Now she's finna drop bars at home. You know what I'm saying? My dad, my mom, myself, my sister, we watching TV, eating supper.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, my dad says something completely basic, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
even
yeah.
as a cunt, I realized, no, this is basic.
Yeah.
Then my sister's like, duh. Then my dad's like, what you say? And she's like, duh. And then I can see he's getting gnarred. So I'm a cunt. I'm always going to question. I'm like, daddy, why are you getting upset? It's just duh.
Yeah.
But I must go fix the back. You know what I'm saying? That's so fucking.
You were the last straw. You were the last straw. No, like, no. Your sister pushed him a little bit, and then you were like, oh, come on.
Honestly,
how do you not know duh, dad?
So I think as a grown man, when your child tells you duh, like, you get touched.
Touched.
You know, your daughter can say it, but when your
son. Another boy.
Says, you know, another pinas.
Quit, dude.
You're quitting.
Doug, that's what I feel. I don't know if, I don't think I won't mind if my wife does want to do it. I won't mind if she goes.
But I don't think.
But I don't think I'll be the one to be able to.
But you can.
Yeah.
Everything you don't know until you're in that situation.
Yeah.
I always say that for everything in life, but because.
If he shits on my Nikes, Doug, it's over. I'm going to fucking just clap that over. It's like, shit.
That's nothing. Imagine you're the parents of that guy who threw the party, Project X, bruh.
Yeah.
And your car is in the fucking swimming pool.
Yeah.
What do you do to your child? Like, I must just tell my child, listen, it's either I put you up for adoption or it's murder. Which one is it?
That's it.
Which one is it?
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
Oh, oh gosh. Okay. All so, right. Yeah, that's the Sona, apparently. So, moving on to the Grammys. The Grammys have
to go one
the Grammys were insane, bro. They were so insane. Obviously, the talk of the town is Album of the Year. Adele won Album of the Year with 25.
Breaking her Grammy to show to share it with the Beyonce.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the history books will say Adele.
Yes,
and that's
I think like as Beyonce, I wouldn't have accepted that. You're giving me a broken one. Check. You don't even respect me, bro. If you really respect me, give it a whole thing.
Yeah, give it a whole thing. Yeah, I can't accept this award as she accepts the award. but yeah, the Grammys were a festival of note. I saw Beyonce do that thing on the chair. That was crazy. I was like, dog, you've got two children. What are you doing?
So, did you see Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Jay-Z's reaction was like, I didn't even know we was going to do it. Why didn't you tell me he was going to do this?
Yeah.
All of the kids all worried. It's like, yeah, nigga, worry.
Yeah. And yeah, I really love the idea that Beyonce has, man. She's an incredible woman. I won't even lie to you. What she represents and who she is just... It's literally, she seems like a deity to me. Yeah. And in a real way, because she has such a real influence on people. And, it's just hard for us to just accept that she won't win the Grammy, even though I personally don't believe she should have won Album of the Year. If it comes to Rihanna's Auntie, Adele's 25, and Beyonce's Lemonade, Rihanna's Auntie takes the cake. That album was mind-blowing. It was so Rihanna that we've never seen before, and it was just next level. Most of my guy friends listen to Rihanna's Auntie, or have. But in terms of Beyonce, her audience is so specifically targeted towards women that I don't resonate with a lot of what she says.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Beyonce's made so many black women stubborn, man.
Why do you say that?
Like they're all on this B-tip, like...
the beehive.
It's chill. You know Beyonce, B, you know what I'm saying?
But I think it's what she represents. People want to feel like blacks have a seat at the table.
Yeah,
I
know.
That's the whole question
with
this Grammy.
But sometimes you got to know when to sit down.
The fact that Rihanna won nothing was really surprising to me. I really thought Auntie was one of the best works to come out of 2016, and not even in just her genre and as a work of art as a whole. She really did well. But our boy Chance the Rapper was doing the most. He won 3 Grammys, and it's so crazy how he speaks these things into existence. That's when the universe works for you, because look at his cap. The number 3 on it.
I think Chance might be Illuminati.
He's on that God tip. He's on that God tip. He knows that if he puts the blessings up, when the blessings go up,
when the blessings go up,
the blessings come down.
No, when the prayers go up.
So the praises. He's giving up the praises. And look at the blessings falling. He was just calling it out on his cap. He's like, God, look at 3 Grammys. Then, what? 3. I don't know if that's the sound God makes when he provides you with a gift. What?
I just want to see here. Adele cleaned up 1, 2, 3. Where else? 4, 5.
It's real. It's real.
She did justice.
Yeah. But look, I listened to the album again, because I listened to it earlier when it came out, but the hype was too much, so I gave it some time, and I listened to it again, and it's a really good album. The problem that I have with it is that it's the same Adele. That's where I'll give Beyonce the props over her, whereas Lemonade is not the same Beyonce that we've seen. And that's what made Lemonade my favorite Beyonce album so far, is that I've been able to resonate with it. I've always been able to resonate with her hits. Everybody can jam to a young, to the left. We can feel that song.
But
I'm saying listening to the full body of art. Yeah.
I definitely like listening. as you're saying, listening to the full body of work, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather listen to Solange than Beyonce. I'm not so keen on them. Like, I'm taking nothing away from the artistic genius that she is.
And the appeal that she does have. But yeah, she doesn't resonate with me, exactly. Personally. Yeah, I agree.
I'm more on Solange. No. You on the B team, my fucking Solange. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that was the Grammys. I really found it interesting. And damn, the time is running out so quick. We better get these rappers up in here since we are talking about music, talking about the entertainment industry. We've got a homie, Black Moses. We're going to play one of his tracks coming up soon. But yeah. Let's get him involved. And Black Moses, would you like to come through and take a seat, yeah, brother? Come on, come through over there. Yeah.
That's the hot seat.
That's the hot seat, bro.
We'll find out at the end. Yeah.
away. Yeah, say what's up to the people, dog.
What's up? It's Black Moses.
Yeah. Ah, wait, is that your plug-in, y'all? Is this Black Moses _? You know, these days in the millennial age, you've got to have a Black Moses _T.
I think it's not even a thing of that anymore. I think it's a thing of, like, now you're rapping where you're from, you know? I think to South Africa, maybe that's what's going to make us, like, rappers overseas, you know? Yeah, I'm Black Moses. Where you from? Like, I'd be like...
I'm from Newcastle, man, in KZN.
Yeah. Oh, rapping the 031.
034.
Wait, is KZN not 031? Which
part of KZN?
Oh, I see the different parts. I cool. Okay, so yeah, you're from Newcastle.
Yeah.
So it's Black Moses from the 031. What would yours be?
No,
034.
I'd be REHAP from, you know, 4 Wheezy, 4 Ways, holding it down for the north.
For the north side.
2196. That's the fucking, you know, postal code. You know what I'm saying? Repping.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Black Moses. What is your story? I see you rolling up with Cardo here. We've had him here before, up a storm.
Boy.
Talk into the mic. Show us some love, dog.
I'm just high.
Did you just say I'm just high?
I'm joking, man.
Nah, it's cool, dog. You know, we ain't gonna fight you, dog.
I make music, you know. I wrote the faculty with Chris and Cardo and them. Yeah, man. And we just do our thing, bro.
Yeah.
No, we just contribute to society with our music. That's it.
And how's it going with your EP release? I know you got an EP coming out soon.
Yeah, now it's coming out on my birthday. Next week on the 27th of February.
Oh, the 27th of February. Yeah. I'd hear. But you're actually here to discuss your single titled Santon Blues.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this track.
Let me see, man. That's a real song to me because everything I spoke about there happened to me. And I got shot by the cops at the Fizmas 4 protest.
Oh, shit, really?
You know, I was so mad, so I just went to stew.
What landed you to get shot? What happened to for you to end up getting shot?
Man, I was being clowns. I was saving a girl.
You were saving a girl? You see this guy.
I got shot.
Wow. And they say chivalry is dead.
No, wait. Did you get some?
Oh, yeah. Oof.
No, after taking a bullet, you didn't get some. Nah.
Here you behave or else you die.
After taking a bullet, she must though.
I'm joking.
So you were saving a girl, yeah, but rather you get shot than her, no?
Yeah, no. I mean, and it was so sad because, you know, it was a big, I want to say racial, but, you know, some people weren't being shot.
Some people weren't being shot.
We won't say who they were, but they were the guys with the Wi-Fi.
What's the password?
What's the password? Your privilege. What's the password to the privilege? I feel you. All right, so you're actually out there fighting, doing the damn thing.
It means
you believe in something.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it should. It should happen at some point.
Yeah, and what do you feel about Sona? We were talking a little bit about politics earlier and the Economic Freedom Front and what they represent. Do you identify with their agenda and the movement for land distribution?
Yeah, of course, that part.
But, yeah.
You know, I don't really about that whole...
Politics.
Immature shit. No, you know, I like politics, but I don't appreciate them jumping up and down all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think they should, you know.
Do you think there's any other way, though? If you're in the House of Parliament and the president refuses, what should we do? We have to protest until we leave. Maybe the DA does it better. Yeah. Because they always protest nicely. They left nicely, walking out with their SADC 94 flags. Yeah.
Let's try that too. Banking there.
Yeah, which we actually didn't talk about. The body count for SADC is going up. It's from 94, it's over 100 now, which is insane. Mentally ill patients who were supposed to be transferred, and the NGOs flopped. It's just a mess. It's an absolute mess, dog.
I resign.
Yeah, that's what happened. The we spoke about it last week, I think. But yeah, it's just the body count. But yeah, shit is happening. But I'm glad that you do care about what's going on and you're willing to get shot. Maybe not for the prostate itself, but for the girl. Whoever she is, she must be one lucky lady, man. You must show her some love, bro. You actually have already.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest. All right, so we're going to play Santin Blues. Let's hear what the homie's all about. Yeah.
Back in the hood, ain't nothing sweet because we're diabetic. Marching for fees. Police came to shoot us, so we not your kids. Forget that, you're not gonna benefit.
No, dope, man. That's some real shit, man. I like the mention of South African places because yeah. Our cities are dope. We can't talk about, you know, Four Ways and Sandton and Bryanston.
Of course, most definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit about the name Black Moses.
Oh, yeah, it's Black Moses. You know, it's the true Moses.
Yeah, oh,
you know, if you ask me.
So yeah. your name is Moses and you're black and you're like, let me tell people the real story. It's yeah, Black Moses.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah. I just feel like, yeah, you know, it's blacker than
what we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so are all of those homies. I read Jesus is black too. And God. They all.
Hey, but right.
It's Stark's Mansion up in there, dog. I'm telling you. It's Stark's Mansion.
Yeah. Most definitely that part.
Yeah, man. So tell us where people can catch you, where people can grab your music, plug your shit.
Yeah, man. You know, it's out on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon. Actually, every platform in the world.
Wow, dope.
Yeah, no, I mean, and we're really doing good abroad, you know. I mean, yeah, it's some good shit.
Abroad? Where have you been doing good abroad? What's happening that side?
You know, in Australia, like, got mad plays and downloads in the Czech Republic.
Shit, that's Sweden, dope.
In America.
Yeah, we need to get this money from overseas because the Antwoord, we were checking the top 10 paid artist rappers in South Africa, and the Antwoord are number one.
They've been cashing.
That's ridiculous. They're said to be worth about 56 million.
Yeah.
And then HP comes in at number 7. We're like, nah, this guy can't be coining that much. He was trying to murk himself just the other day. And now you're telling me he's number 7. Nah, P. All right, but yeah. It's good to hear that you're getting international play.
Yeah, man. You know, it's progress. Gotta push.
Yeah. All right, nah, easy. Easy. No stress, but all right. So anyway, as we always do, we wrap up and tell you what we're getting up to. And here's the news that we have laid a little bit.
Sorry, I had to leak the shit.
You leaked it. But you see, this is the type of news where you leak and you still drop number one. You know what I'm saying?
Ah.
So anyway, I will be
Bars.
From the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th of March. You hear those numbers in a row. That means it ain't no 5-minute open spot shit. Nah, dog. You can come through. You'll see my name on the lineup, my boy.
On the lineup?
At the biggest comedy club in Africa, my boy.
Africa?
After less than 2 years, my boy. It's all going in. It's all going down. Get your tickets. You know, if I holler at me on the Facebook streets, message us on Facebook. If you want a ticket, I can hook you up because that's where it levels. You know what I'm saying? We're going up in the sky, because we love to fly. So anyway, Parkers, 15th to the 18th of March. Please come with your numbers. Let's show these people that the West Gaze has a following and is showing the love, because that's where we're going. We're going straight to the top. Straight to the top.
First you get a money. Hey, you get a power. Hey, you get a power.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Take it easy. And come to Parker's on the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th of March. But yeah, that was the news. And anything else? We're still going to
release some shit in the future for you guys to know on the TV screens, maybe on the internet, YouTube.
Hey, it's being cooked up in the kitchen.
We're cooking in the kitchen. Let it be known that we're always cooking in the kitchen. Anyway, it's been so awesome hanging out with you guys on this Wednesday afternoon. You have been hanging out with Malcolm Julian, Ria Bitsosasele. We are the West guys. Black Moses, it's been so dope to have you in studio today. And as usual, we're going to break out with the West guys cypher.
Wake up.
This instrumental is this one. Travis Scott, Goosebumps. Woo.
This is feeling very dangerous.
I feel a bad man bad.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna
get to a level where I can say, I just wanna get to a level where I can say, I just wanna get to a level where I can say, yeah, we fucking made it.
Oh, yes.
We fucking made it. Yeah.
Let me break it down for you. I'm just too cool for you. I don't even go to school anymore, cause school is for losers. And I'm just an old loser. Drinking with the need. I like the way it burns. I'm like Usher, my shirt off. Let it burn, let it rain. I'm in the rain, you feel the pain. I'm in going insane. Hey, Travis Scott, never let me down. I'm here, I'm making all these rappers frown. Cause they don't even know that I got the crown. And it's still early, I'm an early bird. And you feel it flirty. Look at me, I'm the worst guy's G. And you see me chilling in my Nikes, cause I'm fresh and dope. And everybody wanna see me and smoke because I light it up. And I don't give a fuck, I'm here. And maybe I'm a bit too much, cause you don't understand what's going on in my mind. It's okay, you'll see it in the grind. I'm still young, 24 years old. Soon all this game will be sold. By the time that I'm 35, I'll be on the grind and I'm still alive.
I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna just wanna get to a level where I can say, I just wanna get to a level where I can say, I just wanna get to a level where I can say, yeah, we fucking made it,
we
fucking made it.
Alright,
yeah.
2015, I've been so lean, smoking so much greenery, I got so lean, but in the meantime, I was cooking in the kitchen with my boy Malcolm Dooley. You know me, I'm Hari H-A-B. I do it all the time, always on the grind. I'm so sublime, doing it from 9 to 5, working at Louis V. But I'm trying to get the money, the M-O-N-E-Y, just trying to stay fly. Just fly in the streets of J-H-B. It's hard to get too many degrees, so I had to drop out of school. I actually got kicked out of school. And other people say, yeah, I'm not cool. But I'm so cool. And you niggas is fools trying to push up on me. I'm Ori H-A-B, always ticka. Now I'm spinning like, yeah, I'm ticka-ticka-T.
I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it. I said I just wanna get to a level where I can say, nigga, we made it.
I said I just wanna
I just wanna get to a level where I can say, I just wanna get to a level where I can say, I just wanna get to a level where I can say, yeah, we fucking made it, we fucking made it.
Thank you for listening to the West Guys.
Wake up. CliffCentral.com.